President Biden prepares executive actions. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, and he could announce them Wednesday when he travels to Massachusetts.
The president will promote new efforts to combat climate change, though it's unlikely he'll declare a federal emergency despite pressure from activists to do so. Meanwhile, to sort of in-run the high court on abortion, it's believed the administration is strongly considering relying on powers under the PREP Act. That's the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act to shield doctors and pharmacies and others from liability for providing abortion pills to people even across the country and in states where it's been outlawed or severely restricted.
Fox's Kevin Cork. On Tuesday, 17 members of Congress, including members of the squad, were arrested for blocking traffic outside the Supreme Court, protesting last month's Dobbs decision that tossed out Roe versus Wade. The House yesterday passed the Respect for Marriage Act, an attempt to codify into federal law the right to same-gender or mixed-race marriages, the measure not likely to pass the Senate. On Tuesday, the House Judiciary Committee will vote on a proposed ban on so-called assault weapons and whether to send it to the House floor for consideration. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan telling Fox News at night, Democrats want to water down the Second Amendment.
It's about the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. That's their problem. Their attack on liberty never ends.
Several published reports suggest the school board in Uvalde, Texas, is preparing to fire its police chief Pete Arredondo at its meeting Saturday over the failure of police to quickly confront the man who shot and killed 19 people at the elementary school nearly 2 months ago. In opening statements in Steve Bannon's contempt trial Tuesday, prosecutors charged he thumbed his nose at the House January 6th committee. Outside the courthouse, Bannon challenged the committee chair.
I challenge Benny Thompson today to have the courage to come to this courthouse. If he's going to charge somebody with a crime, he's going to be man enough to show up here.
America's...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Voters in Maryland Tuesday picking the candidates for November's elections.
Maryland state legislator Dan Cox defeating Kelly Schultz. Now, so much attention has surrounded who could be the next governor of Maryland. And it's not because of the names on the ballot. It's all due to the people backing those vying for the job. Now, on the Republican side, current Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, who's term limited, endorsed Kelly Schultz. She served as Hogan's labor and commerce secretaries. Her top challenger in the gubernatorial primary was Trump-backed Dan Cox. The former president, in a statement, told voters to, quote, get rid of shutdown rhino Larry Hogan, who is trying to get another rhino into office. But Schultz said, unlike others, she's been a Republican her entire life.
Fox's Jeff Paul. The Democrat primary for governor in Maryland still too close to call. In Kansas City, Missouri, police officer Daniel Vasquez was killed during a traffic stop on Tuesday.
All these are tragedies, but to see such a young person so early on in his career lose his life to such senseless violence is just unfathomable.
Police Chief Kevin Freeman says Officer Vasquez is the city's first police officer to die in the line of duty. The suspected gunman turned himself in hours after the shooting. For the ninth straight season, the American League wins baseball's All-Star game.
After falling behind 2-0, the American League hit two homers in the fourth inning to defeat the National League 3-2. New York Yankees outfielder Giancarlo Stanton tied the game with a two-run blast. The next batter, Minnesota's Byron Buxton, belted a solo shot. Both home runs came off Dodgers pitcher Tony Gonsolin, Stanton was named the game's most valuable player.
It hasn't fully sank in. It's going to be an amazing memory for all my life, and I'm just happy. This is incredible.
Stanton on Fox TV. The National League had four base hits in the first inning, but managed just one more hit for the rest of the night. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.